We've spoken about this project on 6PR in the past. It's a UWA-supported organisation aimed at helping men become better fathers or better father figures. It was launched 3 years ago by West Australian of the Year, Dr. Bruce Robinson, and is continuing to have an impact now. It's called The Fathering Project. Joining me online now is Stephen Brown, who's WA Police Deputy Commissioner, because WA Police are actually getting involved and throwing their support behind this project as well. Good afternoon to you, Deputy Commissioner.
Good afternoon, and to all your listeners out there.
Now, tell me, why is it so important for WA Police to support this kind of cause?
Well, what we know about police officers in this state and right around the world is they're really hard workers, and working shift work is particularly challenging. And if you think now, I've got 20 extra officers up in Kalgoorlie who today, many of them who are fathers, won't be spending Father's Day with their kids. So it's time, I think, that we spend more time getting enthused about being a father and getting involved with the kids.
Policing has become far more than just officers laying charges after a crime's been committed. It's also about preventing those crimes, isn't it? So how does this kind of project tie in with that?
Well, the wonderful thing we know from all of the research internationally is that there is a strong causal link between good fathering and the reduced incidence of harmful behaviours such as delinquency, suicide, self-harm, and substance abuse. And of course, those sorts of behaviours don't discriminate. They happen to police officers, children, just like they do across the broader community. So if we can do better in our fathering of young children and mature-age children as well, we're likely to see a reduction in those sorts of behaviours and a reduction in crime as well, because what we know about the other aspects that really help to reduce crime around the state are not only good fathering and a good home and lifestyle, but also keeping particularly young boys in school, in a job, and with a stable partner, all help to build a better community.
When you talk about fathering, it's not just the blood relations, is it? Because do you find that some of your officers become almost father figures to various people in their communities?
Yeah, they do. I mean, particularly think of some of our officers out there in remote Western Australia, not only regional, but remote Western Australia, working with young Aboriginal people in particular. That is very much a father role that we play in the community, giving somebody to role model and aspire to be like, delivering good principles in the community, good behaviours, and that has a massive knock-on effect. And, of course, a lot of our work is not just simply about arresting people. It's about preventing crime up front. So the more that we can do with youth and people in the community upstream, the less we have to do downstream in policing.
And do you find your officers tell you in areas where they've got some great father figures, great role models for the younger kids in the community, they do see a real reduction in crime?
Yeah, absolutely. And you see that play out in many ways. You see that in the people in our communities who volunteer. My young boy, who's six, we've just spent our first season doing Auskick. And just the number of men that are involved, giving their own time around those sorts of sporting projects, have a massive knock-on effect to strengthening our community at the grassroots level. It is just so important.
And do you think it's about as well fathers teaching their sons to be better fathers for the next generation as well?
Yeah, of course it is, because it has a generational effect. We see good outcomes today, but they then learn, those kids, great behaviours, great values, and they pass them on, or they're more likely to pass them on to their own children.
And on the flip side, Deputy Commissioner, do you find as well that police officers that have really good relationships with their children, they also benefit when they get to go home and they might have had a really tough day, but they've got that family support there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a two-way street. If I had a tip for all fathers on Father's Day, it would be to invest in kids, but also to look after yourself. Because if you're going to be providing well-being and caring for children, then the thing you must do, I think, right up front, is to invest in yourself, both your own physical and mental well-being, and that has a spin-off effect. And one way you can do that, of course, is to devote some genuine time to fathering. Now, what we're trying to do this week and into the coming weeks is get 100% registration of all fathers within WA Police onto the Fathering Project website. All they have to do, and you don't have to be a police officer, of course, is Google thefatheringproject.org and get involved, because they just send out some great tips. I actually first learnt about the Fathering Project on 6PR, and I've got some wonderful reminders and prompts to actually go and do some different things with my kids.
It's a great cause. Deputy Commissioner Stephen Brown, thank you so much for your time.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
That is The Fathering Project, and if you do want to get involved, it's www.thefatheringproject.org. And as I say, it is a UWA-supported program founded back in 2013. It's still ongoing now, teaching men how to be better fathers, better father figures.